My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
I would walk this guy.
Beast got from Iron Claw. 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 Beast got.
You gotta let it run. Beast got from. It is according to Lopez.
For the record, I had your back.
According
it's
to Lopez,
it's a vibe.
It's the hardest intro that we have.
I mean, is there any there any doubt?
Ask Figgy and
I'm sorry,
Reggie.
I think baseball spoke goes harder.
Nah.
I think baseball spoke goes harder. So, I love your intro, but
so
I think baseball spoke goes harder.
Baseball spokes can go harder, but mine wins automatic because it references and is a nod to Hiram Clark.
That's
it is
right.
A very Houston-specific intro. And so I think that the fact that that song reaches out to a specific community of ours. And maybe I'm biased here because it's my community.
What?
But
maybe. Bias?
But
maybe.
But I think that represents something.
Mm-hmm.
Something special. So give me that. Give me community.
That's right.
Give me Hiram Clark.
Okay. A man of the people, particularly them people in Hiram Clark. I got B. Scott hanging out with us. He is our Texans insider. And let's talk some Texans. After a big week one victory, I am super excited to get into his brain and into his B. Scott's thoughts. What you got for us, B. Scott?
Man, so I'm trying to reconcile the good with the bad. Because,
buddy, aren't we all?
Because you want to celebrate a win, and far be it for me to be the buzzkill. I came in, I got my 713 Texans hoodie on and everything. I'm embracing the fall weather and all of that. Like, the vibes are high. I'm overall positive. But I am trying to reconcile the fact that the Texans went out there, won this game. Shout out to them for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, they did the things that I expected them to do well, they didn't necessarily do as well. And the things that I thought would be weaknesses for them turned out to be strengths. So it's
159 yards from the running back.
And being able to.
That would do it.
And not just off of one big run. Like, it's not like you got that big 60, 70, 80 yard burst and that's what the majority of it was.
No.
They punished dudes from start to finish, really. Like, it was an overall impressive display.
Mm-hmm. Five yards at a time.
Hey, from the offensive line, from the running backs, from everybody basically that touched that had any involvement in the run game, from play calling to just all of it was sublime. And so I'm happy about that. I'm happy for them with that. But also I expected for it to be a little bit cleaner in pass protection.
Yes.
I expected them to be tighter in coverage and to be aware of the Colts' propensity to go for the big play to establish the tone and the explosive playability of, you know, their fast receivers and Anthony Richardson specifically, who's got a hose on them. So, like, those were things that worried me and that disappointed me, and I thought, you know, it's not the end of the world, but those are things that absolutely have to be better. But I would rather them be good at the things that I thought they weren't as good at, and then, you know, show some rustiness in the areas that I thought were places of strength. So overall, it is a positive feeling.
I think the one, more so than the pass protection, I think that's something that they have done consistently well. Maybe not necessarily with these five guys, but even with a hodgepodge line, they were better, you know, over the course of the season. They weren't great, but they were better over the course of the season last year.
And they were going up against some dudes.
Yes.
Yes. Legit.
That's what I'm saying. The safeties thing, and you say coverage. I think it's safeties. I think you can specifically. Now, I know Kamari.
And Sting. Right? So, at that point, yeah. It's the whole.
It's everybody. Hey, shout out to Kalen Bullitt.
But
first NFL game, first NFL interception. But outside, and boy, did that prove to be valuable and necessary, that turnover right there, as the Colts are driving. Like, that might have actually even saved the game for them. I mean, I think you could say it did based off of the score being a two-point game.
Yeah.
But everybody, John, like, safeties, corners, everybody, man.
No, I get it. But what I'm saying is, we don't know, like, was the safety supposed to be there sooner? Did, you know, all this stuff over the top on some of those that were running down the sideline?
Fair enough. We can make some good guesses in some of these instances.
On some of them. Yeah. But I think specifically to me, I'm not worried about Derek Stingley. I'm not real worried about the offensive line. I have a lot of confidence in Kamari Lassiter. But it was sort of the safeties, especially the deep balls, which some of them were just great plays. I'm like, okay, that's something that I would line up with you on that one.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, some of them were great plays. Some of them, as D'Amico Ryans actually spoke to, was like the idea of, hey, man, you need to put yourself in better positions, right? Some of these things are obvious as things that are capable of happening. And we'll talk more about him as we continue in the broadcast, but why not talk about some of it right now? B. Scott, how you feeling about Jimmy Ward? Like, Jimmy Ward is a dude that almost, and I know for me, I have maybe, I don't know if the mistake is the right word, but I guess I'll use that for lack of a better term. I've made the mistake of just being like, Jimmy Ward is Jimmy Ward. I don't have to think about that. Let's look at other places. Do we have, are we seeing signs of degradation with Jimmy Ward in like week one when, you know, he's having to hustle back or he's not necessarily getting on his horse and following Alec Pierce up the field?
So he was very, to me, there were two issues with Jimmy Ward last year. I felt like he was boomer. He was either making a play or giving one up last year when he was out there.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the obvious part of him being injured for a good portion of it. Now, maybe it's just the old folks in me or the bias in me of just being, of taking Jimmy Ward for granted, kind of to the point that you're making reference of like, hey, just pencil that in. That's okay. I know Jimmy Ward has been a good football player for a long time, so you tell me Jimmy Ward is out there, and he still does make some plays.
Absolutely.
Then I expect him to just be that, be kind of a constant. But I don't think you should sneeze at the fact that he's been injured for the better part of two straight years, his last year in San Francisco and then his first year here. And then that's on top of the fact that he's on the other side of 30 as well.
33, exactly.
And then you see some of the, you know, again, some of the downgrading of the game overall, right? So if you combine all of that, I think that you would say, hey, there's an issue there. I thought that just as much as Kalen Bullock was a possible replacement for Jalen Petrie with with the position change, I thought it could also be Jimmy Ward insurance until they extended him, until they gave him that deal. I was like, oh, maybe they're not as worried about Jimmy Ward as others or as I am. But that's definitely been a thought of mine for a while now.
Okay. All right.
Like the secondary overall, I think, is one that you have to question. Like Derek Stingley, I think, is obviously the best player there. But Kamari Lassiter is still a rookie. Derek Stingley still has had injury issues. So you just worry about his availability and want him to be out there.
Yeah, Derek Stingley, I'm actually not worried about. He's a dude.
Yeah, no, yeah.
He's in that prime.
An absolute dude. I supported that pick from the very beginning. But then outside of that, okay, Kalen Bullock, a rookie. Congratulations on your first pick in your first game, but a rookie. And then Jimmy Ward on the opposite side of rookie status. Is this a waning player that they're attached to?
That's where I am. See, like even Lassiter, I know these guys got open down the sideline. They got open and Anthony Richardson just missed him. But if I had to pinpoint it's those two guys.
I think with Jimmy Ward, and we'll see if this is them overvaluing this or if it's us undervaluing this. But Jimmy Ward sets a tone with that defense.
Yeah.
Like I know a lot of us kind of joke around during training camp. We're like, hey, Jimmy, slow down, man.
Right.
You're about to hurt your own teammate. You don't have to deplete Dalton Schultz out there at training camp every time, you know, every year like that. I know y'all got a history and everything. But low-key, but high-key, D'Amico Ryans likes that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's the tone that he sets. That's the energy that he brings as a former player, a former linebacker, a former linebacker's coach.
And it's identity.
A defensive coach. Identity.
Yeah.
That is a part of what I think they want to be and represent, and Jimmy Ward is that. I think there are some... There are some issues, but I think there's something that he does bring from a tone setting standpoint that they absolutely value.
That's going to be, I'm going to use a phrase that I definitely overuse, but deal with it. I'm going to be watching that space, right? Like that is a space I'm absolutely going to be watching. And there's an opportunity for some I told you so's to pop up, you know, if we're watching safeties and if it wasn't just you've got 6'3" dudes running at high speeds with the dude with the crazy cannon in the backfield. If it shows up in different ways, there will be opportunities for that.
I think you can celebrate the fact that they could run the ball against Indianapolis. I think you can celebrate the fact that they were able to stop the run or contain Jonathan Taylor.
And Anthony Richardson
for the most part, except for that touchdown, obviously, where it was just Anthony Richardson being otherworldly. But you cannot live in a space in the NFL where you give up explosive plays or where you're leaky in coverage.
Yeah.
And you also cannot live in a space where you're not protecting your franchise quarterback in the way that you need to. So they won the game, but the things that were concerning would be real concerns if they repeated themselves over the course of time outside of just the 1 week.
Love B. Scott's thoughts every Tuesday right here in the 11 o'clock hour in the Loop Sports Radio 610. We're still going on the reading radiothon. I almost want to say reading rainbow every time, and that's not what we're doing quite. But we are supporting the baby.
I was gonna say you're better read than maybe you led on there. Like Reginald is better read and reads better than that read 100%. We can attest.
Maybe I just needed more books. So what you need to do for the babies, put $30 on it or more. Shout out to Reliant, who is matching all those donations. Yes, exactly. New books, NEWBOOKS, no spaces in there. Text that to 41444. Make sure that you put it in the notes down below, because we got Eric with a K, who is a Cowboys fan, who's telling people to put Go Cowboys. So I need you to counter that by saying go Texans in there, and you know, maybe tell them to go suck an egg. Eric with the K. Is there anybody else that's been out here?
Yeah,
doing just that?
How about our guy Patrick, the big boss's worst half? Cowboys suck. With a contribution, Sean Pendergast with one. Lisa, big time listener from West Houston.
Hey.
Go Texans. And of course, Brian Williams, Go Texans from Timber Grove. We talked about that. So let's keep it going, man.
Keep that going. Hey, if you got a small business or whatever you would like a shout out, go ahead and do that. Donate on that page. We'll shout you out in that way, because we're here to help the babies today, all day today, with our reading radiothon in benefit of the Barbara Bush Houston Literacy Foundation. All right, it's in the Loop Sports Radio 610. We still got B. Scott hanging out with us, and coming up next, let's talk about what's popping. I want to get to another one of your thoughts, but then also, you remember that time where a wide receiver got hemmed up outside of his office? We'll talk about that next.
Friends to know and ways.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.